Good afternoon, everybody. I don't need to tell you the name of the player or the score. There's a lot of people in. Just to try and give everybody a chance, would you mind raising your hand and then we'll try and identify you for a question? If you'd like to go first, gentlemen here.
Many congratulations, Andy. You said to us before that nothing would probably top the US Open. Are you changing your mind on that at all?
Yeah, I also said that, you know, winning Wimbledon, I think, is the pinnacle of tennis. I think, yeah, I mean, the last game almost increased that that feeling. You know, if I'd close it out at 40 love, you know, I worked so hard in that last game. It was the hardest few points I've had to play in my life. And yeah, it was a different match to the US Open, and yeah, winning Wimbledon is, yeah, I still can't believe it. Can't get my head around that. Can't believe it.
Just going to ask that, Andy. At the end, it looked like you didn't know whether to smile, cry, what to do. Really, has it sunk in yet? And if not, when do you think it will?
I mean, who knows? I think just how that last game went, was my head was kind of everywhere. I mean, some of the shots he came up with were unbelievable. I maybe played one bad point at Deuce. I remember missing a forehand in the net, but I mean, he came up with some unbelievable shots in that last game, and that was, I think that's why at the end of the match I didn't quite know what was going on, and yeah, it's just a lot of different emotions at that time.
Andy, I'm curious, the word disbelief, to watch you when you got the trophy and wandered around and they showed you going through the halls and you had this look on your face. Can you describe the disbelief that's gone on? And are you aware that you're the first Brit to ever win this tournament in shorts?
Yeah, I mean, the last sort of 30 minutes have been a bit of a blur, really. I mean, from 4-2 down in the third set to now, just everything's kind of, I don't really know what to say just now. It was just an amazing finish to the match. You know, I was glad I managed to, you know, see all of my team and staff afterwards. They saw what it was like last year after the match, so, you know, it was a completely different feeling this year. And yeah, I'm just still, like I said, can't believe it's happened, and this one will take a little while to sink in, I'm sure.
Andy, it was a straight sets win, but it must feel like one of the toughest five setters you ever played.
Yeah, so tough. I mean, it was so hot as well, and I hadn't played any matches in the heat of the day, and also since the clay court season when I missed the French Open with my back, it had been pretty cool really in the build up. I hadn't played at all in those sort of conditions, and the first few games were brutal as well. It was like 30 minutes the first four games, so it was physically incredibly demanding match, and the end mentally was that last game's toughest. I think it will be the toughest game I play in my career ever.
Andy, Dumbleen was absolutely deserted today, everybody in front of the television scenes. Any message for your hometown?
No, I mean, I spoke to my grandparents on the phone just now, and they were watching the match at the local sports club where I grew up playing, and it was absolutely packed in there. So yeah, just thanks for always supporting me, and I'm glad I've managed to win this one for them.
Yeah, Andy, is your biggest achievement making Ivan smile like you did at the end? And what did he say to you at the end?
Yeah, I mean, he just said that he was proud of me, which obviously coming from him means a lot. You know, he doesn't smile in public too much, but when he's away from the crowds and the cameras, he's very different, very different character. And yeah, I think for him, obviously, ideally he would have won it himself, but I think this was the next best thing for him, and I'm glad he I'm saying it seriously. I think he believed in me when a lot of people didn't, and he stuck by me through obviously some tough losses the last couple of years, and he's been very patient with me, so I was just happy I managed to do it for him.
Gentleman in sky blue.
Just to go on, continue that. What actually, in terms of a day-to-day thing, what difference do you think he's made to your game, Ivan, working with you?
He's made me learn more from the losses that I've had than maybe I did in the past. I think he's always been very honest with me. He's always told me exactly what he thought. And in tennis, it's not always that easy to do in a player-coach relationship because the player is almost the one that's in charge. So sometimes I think coaches are not always that comfortable doing that. But he's been extremely honest with me. If I work hard, he's happy. If I don't, then he's disappointed and he'll tell me. And when I've lost matches last year after the final, he told me he was proud of the way I played because I went for it when I had chances. And it was the first time I played a match in a Grand Slam final like that, so he's got my mentality slightly different going into those sort of matches.
Andy, in the moment that you won, you seemed not to turn to your players' box. You seemed to turn to others in the crowd, and we couldn't quite work out who. Was it anyone in particular?
No, it wasn't anyone in particular. I mean, I was staring in the direction of quite a few of the guys in the press. I think, there's a subconscious part of me. I mean, I've obviously had a difficult relationship at times over the years, and the last few years have been much better. And I've always wanted to. I mean, I know for you guys it's important that I win this tournament, and you know, I tried. You know, obviously tried my best. I worked as hard as I could to do it, and you know, I wasn't thinking before the match point, if I win this, I'm going to look at the press. But I don't know. I finished the point, and yeah, that was just what my eyes were kind of fixed on.
What was going through your mind in the break before the final game? Because that was a lot of thinking time to consider that you've just got to serve this out and you win Wimbledon. So what was you actually thinking about when you were sitting?
I was thinking, honestly, where I was going to serve my first serve. And often in games when you're serving for matches, you know, the first point of the game can be crucial. So I was thinking exactly where I was going to serve, and that was pretty much it, really. I wasn't thinking anything else. But yeah, I won the first 3 points, and it was the hardest game ever. So, that was it. I really wasn't thinking about much else.
So you managed to shut out the occasion.
I think I did. I felt okay. I didn't feel great after the 40 love to Juice. Then I started to feel nervous and was thinking a lot about what's just happened because. You know, very rarely will you get broken from 40 love up, you know, on grass and when you're serving for Wimbledon. So there's a lot of things you're thinking about at that moment, but at the change of ends, I was okay.
And you've had this incredible progression in your career from being in the trenches and the tough losses in last year here in the final, the Olympics, US Open. Could you talk about what's been the key to your growth and to the success? Has it been one quality or two, and have you learned from your losses?
I think I persevered, and that's really been at the story of my career, probably. I had a lot of tough losses, but the one thing I would say is I think every year I always improved a little bit. Wasn't major improvements, massive changes, but every year, you know, my ranking was going in the right direction. I was always going a little bit further in the slams, and I kept learning, and I just kept working as hard as I could. And when I lost those matches, sometimes I dealt with them badly, but I think the last few losses that I've had in the slam finals, I've dealt with them a lot better. So that's kind of been it.
Andy, now you've had the release of the win, could you just speak a little bit about what it is like to be the sort of the standard bearer of British tennis at Wimbledon and how you've endured it through all these years? How difficult it is?
It's hard. It's really hard. You know, for the last 4 or 5 years, it's been very, very tough, very stressful, a lot of pressure. the few days before the tournament really difficult as well, and then yeah, I mean the last 2 days are not easy. I think because it's just kind of everywhere you go, it's so hard to avoid everything because of how big this event is, but also because of the history and not Brett having won. It's been very, very difficult. I think I felt a little bit better this year than I did last year, but it's not easy, and I think now it will become easier. I hope it will.
Were you surprised how much Novak drop shotted you today?
No, he started doing it a lot in the third set. He didn't do it that much, I didn't think, the first couple of sets, but it was working and he was hitting them well. And that's probably why he continued to do it. I don't know how tired he was, if he was tired, but it's a way of shortening points. And when you hit them as well as that, your opponent's running, and you're also, you're just standing there really. So it worked well for him.
Andy, just back on Ivan, at the end of the match when you went up to your player box, I think Ivan was the first person you went to. Was that, as you were going up there, were you thinking he's the one person you want to congratulate, to share it with first, or were you thinking, should I go to Kim, should I go to your mother?
No, for me it's not like that. I mean, all of the guys that are up there, have played different roles and different parts. In my career, there was, I've said, it was nice, to win because of, Ivan having not won here, and I know he would have loved to have won here, but like I said, it was the next best thing for him. There's the other guys have been with me for the last 5-6 years as well, and been very patient and worked very hard with me and gone through a lot of losses or whatever. There was no thought in my head, I'm going to go to Ivan or Kim or, one of the fitness trainers.
Andy, nobody has ever heard noise like that at Wimbledon before. Did that surprise you? Was it like the Olympics? And as an indication of how people have warmed to you?
Yeah,
Do you think it will change things in your life?
I don't know. I don't know how it will change my life. I hope not. I hope not too much. The atmosphere today was different to what I've experienced in the past. It was different to last year's final, for sure. And then, at the end of the match was incredibly loud, very noisy, and like that. I've been saying it all week, but it does make a difference. It really helps when the crowd's like that and the atmosphere's like that, and especially in a match as tough as that one, when it's extremely hot and brutal, long rallies, tough games, they help you get through it.
I doubt that you knew.
Excuse me, sir. There are people waiting.
Sorry, I just went. Was it more like the Olympic feeling than a normal Wimbledon?
Yeah, I think it felt a bit different today. I mean, it's the best atmosphere I've played in here, and that makes a difference.
Radiant stripes.
Andy, I think you had a couple of glasses of champagne after the US Open. Are you going to have a few more glasses tonight? How are you going to celebrate?
Well, we have to go to the ball. I'll be doing that. And then I don't even know what the time is just now, but, I'll finish doing all of these things. We have drug tests to do, and yeah, have fun with the team.
Andy, what would you be able to tell Fred Perry if he was alive now, and will you start wearing his shirts?
I don't know. I mean, it's someone that I've obviously never met, but it's quite relevant in my career, really. He's someone that, I've spoken to a lot of people about. I've met various people from his family. I obviously used to wear his gear, and it's a weird one. It's a name that I've heard so much over the course of my career. It's a shame that I never got to meet him.
Jim,
gentleman in the pink shirt.
I doubt that you knew Fred Perry, and congratulations, by the way. But I knew Fred, and I used to, every year I'd come to cover Wimbledon, and I'd say, is this the year? And he'd say, I don't think so. And it went on like that for several years, and finally, Fred couldn't make it anymore. So he said, I won't make it, and he said, you don't look too well yourself. And anyway, he kept hoping that this day would happen, and I'm glad to report that it did happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy, you won this at the eighth attempt. I just wondered, during that cycle, what was the point where you felt most sort of doubt and negativity being thrown at you? And do you feel sort of vindicated now? I mean, did you always feel that this was going to happen this day?
No, I didn't always feel it was going to happen, because it's incredibly difficult to win these events, and I don't think that's that well understood sometimes. It takes so much hard work, mental toughness, to win these sort of tournaments. So I didn't always think it was going to happen, and I didn't doubt myself. I didn't doubt myself so much after last year's final. It was the best I'd recovered from a Grand Slam loss. I mean, maybe a couple of years ago when I'd lost in the semis to lost to Rafa in the semis, and I was up a set and maybe a break as well, or had break points, and didn't get that. That was a tough one for me.
Lady over there.
Andy, now that you've achieved your long-term goal, have you had any thoughts about perhaps settling down, having a family, popping the question to Kim?
No, I haven't thought about that yet, no.
It's me.
Gentleman in blue, yes.
It's a tough question to follow. Do you worry, or should we worry? You're asked about being the standard bearer for British tennis. Do you worry that in 77 years, the top British player is going to be asked about what Andy Murray would say to him, or what he would say to Andy Murray?
You never know, but I would hope that it wouldn't be that long again. Again, it's an incredibly difficult tournament to win, so it's possible that it could take a long time. But yeah, I think with the amount of sort of money that's invested in the sport in this country, then it shouldn't take another 70 odd years.
The last question, this gentleman.
What will you tell Mrs. Bartoli tonight at the dance about speaking about the Franco-Scottish alliance triumphing in Wimbledon?
it'll be nice. She's a very, very nice girl. I've spent little bits of time with her over the last few years. She works extremely hard. She a lot of people kind of questioned her sort of methods, and the ways that she plays. So I was really, really happy for her that she managed to win yesterday, and I'm sure she'll be good fun tonight. She's a funny girl.
Great. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks.